Psalm 122 is a psalm written by David about the subject of going to the tabernacle in Jerusalem to worship God. Primary point of this psalm is this: true worship that makes one glad is worship that, for Israel, is worship that will be in a specific place with proper attitudes and proper actions. There's a great deal to glean from this psalm about future worship in Jerusalem, and there's much to be gleaned about our present worship in church. Let's make some observations. Israel will be glad when it's time to go and worship God. You see that in verse 1. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." When David said, "I was glad," he means that this subject I'm discussing brings me great joy and happiness. When it comes to go publicly worship God, he was happy. The thought of going to these festivals made him very happy. When it's time to go to worship, we should be glad. Come a time when all will be glad to worship God. And when Jesus Christ reigns in the millennium, there'll be no drudgery in going to the temple to worship God. When our hearts are right with God, there's no drudgery in going to God's church to worship God. What is our attitude on Sunday? Do you get up Sunday with an expectancy that I'm going to church and I'm going to hear the word of God and I'm going to hear from God? Or is our attitude, well, here we go again, it's another Sunday and I have to go to church even though I don't want to get out of bed? Our attitude about going to worship says much about our relationship with God. When our children see us, we're modeling our proper attitude. And it's a beautiful thing when we can, in all reality, have the attitude of happiness as we head toward worship. But there was a specific place that there was going to be worship going on. Look at this. Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem, built as a city that is bound firmly together, to which the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. So David thought of a time when Israel would literally stand with their feet in Jerusalem because the entire nation was in a right relationship with God. For the most part, Israel has used her feet to run to various places in the world. She's spread out, dispersed among all the nations. But there will come a time when she will literally be in her land and will go to her city, Jerusalem, as a great nation of God. She will worship God and will be esteemed by every nation in the world. And that's what made David so happy. The principle we draw is that we cannot enter the full worship of God without being in a church. If we grow and develop, we must go to church, the place God has selected for his worship. It's a place that's been built. The omnipresence of God cannot be more or less in one place or another, but God's presence and power can specifically be realized in one place or another. The house of the Lord will be built. It's a distinct reference to the temple of Jerusalem. It's really what a New Testament should be, a place known for worship. That's what church should be. It's a place that was compact together. The point of this is that there will come a day when people will go to worship and sense a tight-knit unity among the worshipers because they're all there to worship God. There'll be no sectarian barriers among people. It'll be a unity with no divisions and discord. All people will gather together to worship the true God. That's the way church should be. It's a place where the tribes go. It's a specific reference to the 12 tribes of Israel. They will all be united and joyful to go to the temple in Jerusalem to worship God. It's been a long time since all of Israel was united, but there'll come a day when she will be again. The church should be a place where various people can go to hear the word and worship God. And it's a place that's specifically ordained for worship. The word of God required that Israel go to the temple at least 3 times a year to worship. This is an order from God that the people were joyful and happy to do this. The idea of going to church is mandated by God. We will not forsake ourselves from assembling together. If we are to worship God in an acceptable way, we must go to a place that has been established for worship, and that place is church. And Israel will worship God with proper worship activity. The second part of verse 4, all the way to 9, says, as was decreed for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. Their thrones for judgment were set, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they be secure who love you. Peace be within your walls and security within your towers. For my brothers and companion's sake, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek your good. It's clear that the house of the Lord is not to be a free-for-all. It should be a place, a serious place of worship. And here's some realities that we can see, that this is a place where God is thanked. Every time God's people gather to worship, they say, thank God for the privilege of being able to gather together for worship. There come a day when people go to Jerusalem and go to the temple with thankful hearts. And this is to be a place where judgments are made. There will come a day when there will be no separation of church and state. It's very possible to make right legal decisions based on God's word. Every now and then you hear the church should not be judgmental. Truth is, in order to worship God properly, it must be. There has to be some judgments made concerning decisions. And Jerusalem will feature thrones, and those on those thrones will make judgments based on the word of God. One writer said, in a true church of God, there will be judgments, but they will be good judgments. They will not be bad judgments. And it's a place of appointed leadership. God has sanctioned a leadership that will make judgments, and it'll be a Davidic leadership. In any operation of God, there's ordained leadership. One day, Israel will rule the world. And it's a place of prayer. We see three issues intertwined here, and they all begin with the letter P. The words are prayer, peace, and prosperity. Someone has said peace largely depends on prosperity, and prosperity largely depends on prayer. Now, the specific admonition given here is to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray that Israel may prosper. There are very few churches in this world that regularly pray for Israel. Now, what we know from studying the Bible is that when Israel is in her land and prospering and is at peace, then Jesus Christ is honored by that. We know that that will only happen when he is king. And why do we do this? Because of the sake of our brothers and friends. David was willing to pray for peace in Jerusalem and for prosperity for the sake of his brothers and friends. And God answers this prayer. Things will be good for the Jews and the friends of Israel. And because of the sake of the house of the Lord, people go to the house of God, then things are good. When you go to church this Sunday, would you be glad and go expecting to hear from God? And remember that church is a place set aside for worship. And remember that the church is to be a place of prayer. Remember that the church is to be a place where judgments are made. And remember, at church, we are to pray for peace for Jerusalem and for ourselves.